So we'll start in seated. In comfort, as much comfort as we can draw in at this moment. Taking these first few moments with no need to fix anything, no need to change anything. It's time enough to be with our breath, with these amazing bodies that support us and carry us around. Add a sense of sparkle and curiosity to that breath. Let it move into the different areas of your body. And as you explore with your breath, you might notice that your breath moves into a particular part of the body. Like, oh, I wonder why it's going there. Like left shoulder, right quadrant of the back. What's going on there that I want to explore, dive deeper into today? What's happening in this amazing body of mine that I need to honor today? I need to look after. And that could be physical, wrist, ankle. It could be energetic. How is my energy levels? Instead of saying, oh, my energy levels are low, they're high, you even give them a color. It's like, oh, my energy levels are purple. Honor my purple energy today. And give myself some purple poses rather than maybe some, you know, jazzy electric pink poses. We'll leave those for jazzy electric pink people today. And today I'll take some purple poses and scatter in some magenta, some orange poses. I'm going to take the soles of the feet together now. So we're in a Baddha Konasana. If this feels too strong on the hips, you can keep in cross-legged for sure. Then we're going to start to activate the feet, and hopefully that will start to activate the legs and pressing sitting bones down into the ground. So we often think of our core as just like our belly button, you know, this tiny little center. But actually, if you think of the core of an apple, you've got the bottom bit of the core and you've got the upper bit as well. So it's all of this and the inner edges of the legs, the adductors. So we're going to switch these on now. You press the soles of the feet together. The ribs are still drawn in. Back of the head is back over the sacrum. So we're feeling a nice integrity in the body and a sense of alignment. And that's a little hint to the body of how hard we're going to, what the options are going to be. There are going to be some challenging options today, which you can pick up or you can let go. We can stay here. We can take our hands in front of our ankles or on the ankles themselves. Some of us have got books. You could put your hands on the books. I'm going to squeeze the elbows in. So yogis who know Turbo Dog, the hands are going to be pressed down into the ground like Turbo Dog or onto the books. So you can inhale through the nose. You can exhale out through the mouth. Inhale through the nose. Exhale out through the mouth. Option for an Uddiyana. I'm going to inhale through the nose. Exhale out through the mouth. And keep the breath out. I'm going to pull the belly in and out. I'm sorry, in and up, activating the lower abdominals there. I'm going to release the belly and inhale. And do one more of those. Exhale out through the mouth. Keeping the belly out, we're going to pull in the breath out. We're going to pull the belly in and out. One of those wobble days. That's just going to be allowed. Release the belly. And inhale. I'm going to move the hips out of the way. Take our hands at either side of the knees and draw the knees together. Let's come onto our back. So you might have a pillow or a blanket underneath your low back. You might just be lying on your back and your knees are going to be bent. I'm going to start off with the hands pressed underneath the low back. So not so it feels awkward. So the low back can really firmly press into the hands there. I'm going to see how this feels. I'm going to take the right knee up over the right hip. Oh, that feels okay. Good. Exhale, push that right heel down into the ground. Let's try with the left. Inhale, take the left knee up. Exhale, tap that left heel down onto the ground. I think you totally got this. You can do that option again, or you can inhale, take both knees up. And you can exhale, push the heels down onto the ground. Take a moment there, the heels really active. Inhale, take the knees up over the hips. Exhale, straighten the legs out. Okay, so the legs are up towards the ceiling. Give them a bit of a wiggle. And that mobility there. You can do this one at a time initially. Inhale there. Exhale, push your low back down into your hands. Right heel comes down onto or towards the ground. So it might tap onto the ground, depending how much space you have. Inhale, take that right leg back. Exhale, tap that left heel down onto the ground. So when I press my low back into my hands and I keep that connection there, my heel actually only goes about 45 degrees or like halfway down. Inhale, take it back. And do that one more time each side. Exhale, draw that right heel down. So keep that low back pressed down into the ground. I'm all about cheating in yoga, right? But at this point, you don't need to. Just sort of go take that foot down as far as we can keep that low back down onto the ground. And now the left heel is going to come down. Just take it down as far as you can keep that integrity with the low back pressed into the earth. And I'll take it back. Okay, so option here to bend the knees, or you could keep them straight as you exhale and take legs forward. So the lay back is staying down onto the ground. I know it's really hard. Okay, inhale, take it back. Exhale, release the hands. Use them to draw the knees in towards the chest and give yourself a little hug. So if you haven't got your beams near you, just roll over to the side and grab your beams. And then come back onto the back. Your feet are going to be on the earth and your arms are going to be up, wrists in line with the shoulders. Pressing the soles of the feet into the earth. So the eyes of your elbows are going to be facing backwards. So sort of where the hinge is. That's going to be facing back. Take an inhale into belly. Exhale, push the low back down, front ribs draw in, and then take the arms up over the head. So yogis who were in my Thursday class, my lunchtime class with Charlie and Nick, we just spent about 4 months just doing this. Inhale, take the arms back. Because it's actually really hard. Eyes, the elbows facing backwards. Exhale, draw the arms back. So you might feel that your ribs are flaring. Draw them in. Inhale, draw the arms back. Do that one more time. Exhale, drawing the arms back. So they might go a little bit further, depending how much space you have in the body or in the room. Inhale, drawing the arms back. All right. On your exhale, take your knees up over your hips. So we're going to do one at a time, and then we're going to try both together. Inhale, take your right heel down onto the ground and your left arm up over the head. Low back stays down. Exhale, draw it back up. Okay, take an inhale. We're going to do the next one on the exhale. Exhale, right arm comes up, left heel comes down.
Inhale, take it back up. Exhale, right heel comes down, left arm comes up over the head. Inhale, take it back. So you can, if you want, you can straighten the legs. That's just, there's an option there for you. Okay, let's have a go with straight legs. Take an inhale. Exhale, left heel comes forward, right arm comes back. Inhale, take it back. Swap it over. Exhale, right heel comes forward, left arm comes back. I know the brain is working really hard right now. Inhale, take it back. Exhale, both arms come over the head. Both feet come forward. Maybe they don't go very far. You go agonizingly slowly. Inhale, take it back. And release the beans. Take the knees in towards the chest and give yourself a little hug. So we're almost done with these pesky abs. Almost, but we're going to roll over to the side. So we're keeping a lot of it off the wrists today. We'll come on to, so I'm on my right elbow here, and I'll call out like it is the right elbow. I'm going to put a pillow underneath my hips. Something soft would be nice there. And then straighten out the legs. If you need to bend them a little bit, that's totally fine. Inhale, hover that left leg off your right. Exhale, take your right heel so it meets the left. Take an inhale there. On your exhale, draw your pubic bone towards your navel. Inhale into belly. Exhale, hug your front ribs in and draw both legs forward. This is why we need something underneath our hips, right? Yeah. Okay. Inhale there. Exhale, draw them back. Now there's an option there to release that right heel down, or we can keep it up. Take an inhale. Exhale, lift that left leg up. So you want to activate the outside of the glute. Inhale, take that leg down. Exhale, lift it up. Inhale there. Exhale, lift it up. Just a couple more. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And then exhale, come on to the belly. So we're not going to go to the side just yet. We're going to take our forearms down onto the ground. Yes, for plank. Curl the toes under. You can intertwine the fingers there to add a little bit more support. Curl the toes under. Draw the pubic bone towards your navel. Squeeze your bum. And then lift up your hips. Forearm plank. So this feels too much on the ankles. Just take the knees down. You can even lift your feet off the ground, Charlie, completely. So there's no weight on the feet there. Draw the shoulder blades apart. I'm taking two more breaths. I know, it's very sneaky, like snuck in. On your exhale, take your knees down. Take your belly down. Take your arms out to the side in a little cactus pose. Lift your feet up. Push the feet back. Open the chest. Lift the chest up. Take an inhale there. Exhale, draw your ribs in. Take another inhale there. Exhale, feet down, forearms down, plank pose, inhale. Exhale, knees down, belly down, ribs draw in, inhale, lift up the chest, lift up the feet. Exhale, release the forearms down, curl the toes, ribs draw in, squeeze the bum, plank pose, inhale. Push the forearms into the ground. Exhale, knees down. Release the belly. Inhale, open the chest. Push the soles of the feet back. One more time. Exhale, forearms come down. Curl the toes. Lift up the hips. Plank pose. release everything down. A little cobra to stretch out the belly. Hands a little bit in front of the shoulders. Squeeze the elbows in. Tops the feet down. Cobra, inhale. Exhale, drag the chest forward and down. So now we're going to roll over to the other side. So I'm going to be on my left hip. And in class, we'd just be rolling back and forth, but you might want to whiz around. Taking the left elbow underneath the left shoulder. If that's feeling too much on the shoulder, if the shoulder's feeling a little overworked, you can release it all the way down. That's totally fine. And the hand can be there to support. Sometimes it's easier to see a screen if you're a little bit up. That's what I think. Squeeze that right butt cheek in and draw the low belly in. Inhale, hover that right foot off the ankle. Exhale, take that left heel up. So really working pretty hard. And you could go higher. For sure you could go higher. All right, I was working obliques here. Okay. Let's have a go. Inhale, draw both feet forward. Go higher, for sure you could. Exhale, release it back. Do that one more time. Inhale, draw the legs forward. And exhale, release it back. So we're going to keep that left foot up. Inhale, take that right leg up. Exhale, release it down. So try and keep that left foot up if you can. Inhale, taking it up. Exhale, release it. And so the body might be getting really used to it, which might mean that it's compensating by releasing the belly. So to draw the belly in, drawing pubic bone towards your navel, and that will mean that the butt will activate a little bit more. So I'm going to do a couple more. Nice. One more. Might keep that left heel lifted. You totally got this. Roll back onto the belly. Take the pillow from underneath you. Forearms come down. We're not going to do the whole thing. Don't worry. Curl the toes. Plank pose. Okay, holding there. Two breaths. Ribs stay in. Knees can be down at this point, or you can walk your feet forward. Dolphin pose. Releasing head. Bring shoulder blades back towards the spine. One breath here. Exhale out through the mouth. Inhale through the nose. Exhale out through the mouth. If it feels good to do an Uddiyana here, draw the belly in and up. Release the belly. And inhale, take the knees down. Take the hands down so we're in a four-point kneeling. Give the belly a little wiggle out. That's usually how we would start, isn't it? We roll around the hips. Roll around the shoulders. Okay, so if I'm going to do a little bit of wrist stuff now. If your wrist is feeling a little achy, you can do all of this on the forearms. Okay, you can do all this with the knees down as well. It hands a little bit in front of the shoulders. Take the knees a little bit back away from the hips. Take the eyes, the elbows, they turn forward. Inhale, draw the shoulder blades apart. Exhale, curl the toes and lift the knees up. Take an inhale there. Exhale, hug your ribs in. Take your knees down. Inhale, release the belly. So we're going to add on. Exhale, push the ground away. Draw the ribs in. Curl the toes. Hover the knees. Totally got this. Inhale, release the knees down, release the belly. If you would like, draw your heels towards your butt. Exhale, hug your ribs in halfway down, chaturanga. Inhale, straighten the arms. Exhale, curl the toes, downward facing dog. Okay, a couple more rounds. Inhale, lift the heels up. Exhale, hover the knees off the mat. Inhale, drop the knees, release the belly. Exhale, heels towards the bum, halfway down chaturanga as an option. Inhale, come back up. Downward facing dog, exhale. Now know that you can do this on your knees. Inhale, hover that right foot off the ground. You imagine like a really sort of like hectic playlist now, yeah? Okay. Exhale, draw that right heel ankle towards that right wrist. You can bend the knee if you need to. Inhale, draw it back. Might not be a very big movement. Exhale, draw that right foot towards the right wrist. Inhale, draw it back. One last time. Exhale, right foot towards that right wrist. And then take that right foot to the outside edge of that right hand. Push through that right foot, left foot. Inhale, reach the arms up. Now we're in lunge. We'll do the first one without tins, and we will add on for the second one. Exhale, hover that left knee off the mat. So Charlie, at this point, you might want to take your left knee all the way down. Inhale, lift that left knee up. Exhale, hover that left knee. One more time. Inhale, lift that left knee. Exhale, hover that left knee. Releasing the arms. I'm going to do this in front of you there. So that right foot is forward. Option now to draw the arms forward. I'm going to go a bit ahead of you because it gets a little bit weird. Okay. Left foot comes forward and then comes back. Okay, forward and then back. So back into a lunge and then back into a little mini goddess. Back into a lunge, little mini goddess. Lunge, it gets hard now, yeah? Mini goddess and then back. Mini goddess, one more time. Mini goddess. Well done, well done, well done. Okay, arms coming in front. I'm gonna tuck my t-shirt in so you can hopefully see that my ribs are really, really tucked in here. Squeezing your bum. Take an inhale. Exhale, bend the knees. Inhale, standing up. Exhale, bend the knees. Charlie, at this point, you might want to stand up and just wiggle the ankles up. Inhale. Exhale. Try and keep the ribs in the whole time. Inhale. Exhale. Okay, hopefully legs are on fire. One more time. Inhale. And exhale, coming down into a yogi squat. So hands to heart center. So first option here, and I'm thinking people who want to keep it off the legs a little bit today. First option is Navasana, but with the feet down, I'm going to tap one foot up and one foot down. You could up-level it there. Don't worry, we will come back to you. Yogis who are happy on the ankle today, hands together at heart center, and squeeze that left elbow in towards that left knee. You might want to take it a little bit wider. Okay, so really pressing that left elbow in towards that left knee. You're going to take that right elbow off the right knee. You with me? You're totally with me, right? Now start to pour your weight onto that right foot. Things are going to get weird. Okay, so press through that right foot and lift up that left knee. And then release it down. Let's do that. Good. Now we're going to press through that right foot. We're going to start to push that right elbow in towards that right knee. So all the way now is onto that right foot. Hang on. No, it's not. All the way is on the left foot, isn't it? And then we're lifting up the right knee. We yogis, we blame the moon, don't we? I'm not sure I can blame the moon today. It's having a bit of a wobble day. Exhale, release. We'll come down onto our bumps and we'll meet everyone here. Opening the chest. Okay, so our feet are down just for a moment. We had a lot on the back and a lot on the hips. Yogis who have just done your Navasana, take your hands onto your knees and open your chest up and feel a cat cow with the upper back. We need to catch up with you though. We're going to inhale and open the chest. Exhale, take your right knee so it's parallel towards the ceiling. Inhale, left knee comes up parallel towards the ceiling. At any point, you can take the feet down. Take an inhale there. Exhale, tap that right heel down. Inhale, right knee up. Exhale, tap left heel down. Inhale, take it up. Now you can absolutely straighten the legs here and do it with straight legs, or you can keep them bent. I'm gonna demo with straight legs. Take an inhale. Exhale, tap that right heel. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, any heat building pain in the low back, you take the knees down, okay? Exhale. One more. Exhale. Inhale. Okay, we're gonna go back. Look behind you. Make sure you're not gonna hit your head or anything. Exhale, straighten out the legs. Low back is down. Take one breath in. And then release onto the belly. Oh, amazing yogis, but it's only a 45-minute class, so we're not gonna rest that much. Roll onto your belly. And if this was a class where we had lots of space, I would be rolling around a little bit, but we're just gonna do this. I'm gonna take the elbows up. Inhale, lift the chest, lift the feet. Exhale, feet down, lift up, forearm plank. Inhale, release the belly, lift up the chest. Exhale, push down with the forearms, lift up the hips. Knees down, belly down, inhale, open. Exhale, forearms down, lift up the hips, push back through the heels. Knees can be down, remember, the whole time. Release the belly, inhale, lift the chest. And do one more. Exhale, forearms down, lift up the hips. And hang out here, inhale. And hang out here, exhale. Dolphin pose, walk in the feet. Bring the shoulders back, releasing the head. Of course, knees can be down the whole time, yogis. Just know that's totally fine. You can even add a shoulder stretch there if you feel. Option in this dolphin pose to lift up a leg. So we could lift up the right leg there. Often we lift so high that the belly sort of stops becoming involved. Want to draw the ribs in there, push down through the ground. Imagine that left heel drawing back towards his elbows. And then swap over, right foot comes down, left leg comes up. Now imagine squeezing a yoga block in between your thighs, or you're keeping those hips fairly parallel. Left foot comes down, take your knees down, take your hands where your elbows are, you're in four-point kneeling, wiggling around. So we've almost gone full circle, but we're in kind of like linear square patterns at the moment, aren't we? So take our hands slightly in front of the shoulders, knees slightly back away from the hips. Okay, so as an up level, because the second time is up level option, you could take a block and put it in between your thighs. So we don't need it. And if the block feels a bit weird, you can just take it away, or you can use two blocks. Okay, hands in front of the shoulders, eyes the elbows forward. Remember those eyes the elbows pointing forward, like they're pointing back when we're on our back. Curl the toes under. Take an inhale, push through the ground, broaden the shoulder blades. Exhale, ribs draw in, curl the toes, hover the knees. Inhale, knees release, release belly. Guys, it's just squeezing the yoga block though. Okay, exhale, take the heels up. Option to release halfway down. So the ribs are still drawn in when we're doing that. Inhale, straighten. Exhale, hover the knees and lift to a downward facing dog. We'll do one more of these. Keep squeezing the yoga block. If you've got it, inhale, plank pose. Exhale, hover your knees. So you might need to walk your feet in slightly. Knees come down, inhale, release your belly. Exhale, heels come in, come halfway down. Inhale, straighten the arms, plank pose, and downward facing dog. This time you want to remove the block. Usually I would just throw it down on the ground, but that's not my book, so I'm not going to. Inhale, hover that left foot off the ground. Exhale, left foot comes towards that left wrist. I'm all about the cheating. You can bend if you want. Inhale, take that left leg back. Keep that right hip spinning towards the back. Think butt cheeks up towards the ceiling. Exhale, left heel towards that left wrist. Inhale, left heel comes back. Now on your exhale, take that left foot to the outside edge of that left hand. And inhale, reach up. So if you would like to use your tinned, add a little bit of weight, this is the time to grab them. We're gonna take our tins down towards the ground. With every bending of that right knee, we're gonna do a little curl up. So the wrist, the eyes, the elbows are gonna face forward, the palms are going to be forward. Take an inhale there. Exhale, bend that right knee, a little curl up. Inhale. Now I know lots of you go to the gym quite a lot, but I would like to introduce you to the power of imagination. You can imagine how heavy these are and how much core integrity that you would need to keep. Exhale to keep these in this in the right line and your body safe. Inhale, straightening that right leg. Exhale, squeezing the upper arms in towards the rib cage. And the elbows. Yes, yogis, one more. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale, push the tins forward with your arms. Okay, so remember the squat thing. Now we're going to do it, but with the tins. Okay, take an inhale there. Exhale, take your right foot forward. Inhale, take it back. Exhale, take it forward. And take it back. Now we're going to make it harder, even harder. Keep it lower. Exhale. Your legs are on fire already. Don't take it lower. Draw it back. Do two or three more. Take it lower if you want. Yes, even lower. Oh, amazing. And then yogi squat. Yogi squat. Oh, incredible yogi. So we're going to just move those tins out to the side. We don't need them. So some options here. Crow pose. Crow pose is a very, very beautiful core exercise. And I'm going to show you a couple of variations. So you pop down onto your feet. Come into Baddha. And here, I'm just give your feet a little bit of a massage and your legs. I'm going to show you two variations of crow pose. The first variation is going to be on our backs. Don't worry, we have not finished. Not Shavasana time. The first variation is this. You know, the soles of the feet together. Hands up. We draw the knees in towards our elbows. We push the hands up so the head and neck come off the ground. And we can even lift the low back off the earth. I want a really big squeeze of the knees in for this one. Okay, that's your crow pose on your back. If you want to do crow pose in the air, you can take one of your yoga blocks, take it underneath your feet, step on up. Yogis who are working with wrist stuff, this is not the one for you. Do the one on the back. Squeeze the elbows in and come down. You might want to add a little pillow in front of your forehead, because why not? Even though falling is very fun, I highly recommend it. You draw the shoulder blades apart. You lift your bum up. Now, just like in our little yogi squat, our little lungy squat thing, we don't want to take it too high initially. Keep it fairly low, then start to squeeze the knees forward and in. You might find that one foot comes up, and then maybe another foot comes up. You might find that you're roly-furly forward, in which case just tuck it in. So spoiler alert, we're all going to end up on our backs eventually. But you've got another minute, we'll say there. Yeah, allow your shoulders to go further down. Like, it's weird how far below they have to go. Yeah. And then come down onto the back. So you will need a little bit of space here. You'll need space enough for your feet to come down and your arms to come up over the head. If you don't have that much space, don't worry, right? You can just take your elbows. So our knees come in towards our chest, and you can see me doing your crow on the back. You're well practiced with this now. Take your hands up towards the ceiling and draw the shoulder blades apart. Take an inhale into belly. Exhale, draw your knees towards the outside edges of the elbows. Take an inhale there. Exhale, push the ceiling away from you. Lift the head and neck up. I know it's tough. Take an inhale there. Exhale, squeeze the knees in towards your elbows. And then press your elbows in towards your knees. Take an inhale there. Exhale, take your arms up over your head. Tap your heels down onto the ground. You're still in Baddha Konasana. Inhale, draw them back up. Push the arms up towards the ceiling. Exhale, heels come down. Arms come up over the head. Inhale, push the hands up. Exhale, heels come down. Arms come up. Inhale. And exhale, just three more. Inhale. And exhale. One more inhale. No, two more. Oh my gosh. Inhale. And exhale. Take your knees together. Hug. Well done. Well done, everyone. So you're going to rock and roll up into a forward fold. You can use your hands. You do not need to. And then coming up, forward folding, front of the mat. And I'm going to speak us through a vinyasa. But yogis, if you would like to just hang out here and then melt onto your back, that's a really beautiful option as well. And push through the ground, sway a little bit, get the hands onto the elbows. Head sink. And push through the ground. Inhale, reach the arms up. Pubic bone draws towards the navel. Hands come to heart center. Exhale. Taking an inhale together. Exhale out through the mouth. One sun with lunges. Inhale, reach the arms up. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, scooping chest. Exhale, right leg comes back, right knee comes down onto the ground. So you might here want to take a little blanket underneath. Inhale, reach up the arms for lunge. Exhale, taking a twist. Left hand comes onto the left thigh, right elbow comes over that left. That left thigh. Take that right elbow and push it into the outside edge of the left knee, a fist in the right hand and the left hand on top. So here the left shoulder blade squeezes in towards the spine, the belly turns upwards. If it feels too much to be on that right ankle, you could lift up that right ankle there, that will make it harder. Taking one more breath, allow that right ear to sink down. Allow it to be a proper wobble day. I think it's a wobble relax day for a lot of us. Okay. Take an inhale there and come back. Take the hands down either side of that left foot. Come back into plank pose. Straight away down onto our forearms, taking it out of the wrist today. You can stay here for five breaths, or you can add in the variation. Well, look at where your left elbow is. Take your right hand there, Push into your right forearm. Spin your heels over towards the right. Lift up your arm. Take an exhale here to draw pubic bone in towards your navel. Squeeze your bum. Inhale, take your left forearm down onto the ground. The left elbow comes where your right hand is. Push down through that left hand. Spin the heels over towards the left. Arms come up. Lift up through the side waist. Exhale, come back to center. Spin on the balls of the feet. Your right elbow comes down where that left hand is. Forearm plank. So we're joining those in forearm plank. Look down to where that left elbow is. You can still do this. Left hand comes onto that left elbow place. Look to where that right elbow is. Push down with that left hand. Right hand comes there. Inhale there. And downward facing dog. Got one more side to go, yogi. Low lunge. Right leg comes forward in between the hands. Left knee could come down here. Arms reach up. Exhaling, twist. Right hand comes down onto your right thigh. Left elbow draws over towards the right. Take a fist in the left hand and take the right hand on top. So hear that fist, right palm. Push those two together. That's a real dynamic action. A variation would be with the left hand down and opening. That could also feel really delicious. And to draw the right ankle and left knee towards each other. And spin the right shoulder blade inwards. You've totally got this, yogis. Yes, you do. And gently release. Hands either side of that right foot. You could have blocked underneath your hands here as you take the left leg up a little bit and then put it forward to meet the right and release the head down. Taking a moment to sway. Move with hips, arms, ponytail. And push through the ground. Inhale, reach the arms up. Exhale, hands to heart center. Moving down together. Inhale, reach the arms up. Forward fold, exhale. Scooping chest. Step to plank pose, exhale. Take an inhale there. Come all the way down onto the belly. You've done the work. Now it's time for a delicious cobra. I'm gonna take the hands slightly in front of the shoulders. Squeeze the elbows in. Press the tops of your feet down as you draw your chest forward. You've got this, yogis. Exhale and release down. One more of those. You could play with a Sphinx pose, elbows underneath the shoulders and draw the chest forward. And exhale, release. So I'm going to offer a couple of options for Shavasana. Okay. So option number one is to be here, perhaps with a blanket or a cushion underneath your chest and release the forehead down. We haven't spent a lot of time prone today. Really a lovely opportunity to breathe into the sacrum and feel some space there. You could, of course, turn around and find that your low back is perhaps on a blanket. So it lifted up a little bit and supports it. Your knees could be bent. Back to the hands on the ground. An incredibly strong practice, and it'd be good to spend a few moments here to really sink into the sweetness that comes with stillness.
And gently the practice, it fades into a memory. And the memory becomes a story. And we release. We release the story of what we did and what we didn't do. We give hold of the knowing that we moved and we breathed. We became strong together. That gentle breath that you've been moving throughout your body, it's still there. And still flowing down the arms and the neck and the back, hips, legs, right into the toes, right into the fingertips. I know this might be a beautiful opportunity to sink further in into this space that opens up often after we shake out the body and move the energy through the physical body, through the physical asana. It might also be a beautiful opportunity to so gently roll out to the side and roll the shoulders and the hips and the ankles. And when you feel ready, yogis, I know that you do not need to be ready. Gently press through the hand and roll yourself up to seated. We again find ourselves in this alignment of our hips and our heart and our head. We are so strong. Reaching our arms up over our head. Taking our hands down towards our heart center. Anjali Mudra, our heart outside of our heart. Loka Samasta Sukhanupavantu. May all beings be happy and have the course of happiness. Thank you for the privilege, yogis. Well done. Namaste. Right.